I'm Lynn Adams, and I will start this process. I just got back from Cuba, and my body is here. My brain is not quite made the connection yet. So y'all be patient with me this morning. So the mission trip that I just got back from is not typical of what you think of when you hear a mission trip, because it's not focused on doing, which is more the kind of mission trip. I've been on many more mission trips that are like that, the kind that you're building a house or you're physically doing something. And that is not what our mission with our sister church in Cuba is all about. It is about relationships. And it was very apparent to me how important that is. First of all, there were the relationships among the team members. Some people I already knew, and those relationships deepened. Some people I didn't know, and those relationships grew into something that I hope will continue and will deepen. Beyond our leadership team, there were the relationships of the people of Cuba. I had been before, so I knew some of the people. So there's that connection, that excitement of being able to see them again and learn what is new in their lives and me to tell them what is new in my life. There were new members of the church I had never met before, so that was a little budding point to connect and learn who they were and tell them a little bit about myself and hope that those, I'll be able to go back sometime and those will deepen. Then there were the kind of relationships that were just like this, just in the moment. Someone you see on the street, someone you run into in a store, but there were connections there. And I think those relationships were particularly significant because there's no, when you're having it that it's just that moment because it's someone you've run across in a country that, they just happen to be in that place at that time. And the likelihood of you ever running into them again is pretty minuscule. So you just make that connection in the moment, but it can still be very profound. So coming back from that and going into this lesson, I thought it made perfect sense to just talk about relationships today. So I'll start with what is a relationship? It's the way in which two or more people feel and behave toward each other, or the state of being connected. There is nothing more life-giving than a good relationship. And there's nothing that can suck the life out of you more than a bad relationship, right? Oh, you mean y'all have had a bad relationship? Shocking. So why am I talking about relationships? Well, we know from the beginning of God's word that he designed us to be in relationship to him, but also in relationship to others. Remember, he saw that Adam needed someone that he could have another relationship with, and that was Eve. And so he created Eve for her because it is not good for man to be alone. But because of the brokenness in this world, if you're like me, you have had times when you have wondered if a healthy relationship was even possible. But if you pay attention to Scripture, you know that it is, because Scripture is filled with redeemed relationships. And so what I thought I would do is look at what God tells us is important in a relationship, what a relationship should look like, because he gives us guidance on how to connect with others in a way that is both a blessing to us and that honors him. In another, example of his loving mercy, he shows us what these relationships should look like all throughout Scripture. And he knows we need protection from the relationships we can get ourselves into when we don't follow his guidance. So let's look. I'm going to look at in no particular order, and certainly this is nowhere near an exhaustive list, but it's just going to be some things that I want you all to think about in regards to relationships that you have in your life or relationships that you might have going forward. So the first and most obvious is love, right? More than anything else, a healthy, strong relationship is characterized by love. In fact, we know that love is one of the things that is supposed to let other people recognize Christ in us. They know us by our love. And there are all kinds of forms of love, depending on the type of relationship. And the Bible names seven different kinds of love. The first one is eros, E-R-O-S, and that is romantic love. The second one is philia or philia, it's P-H-I-L-I-A, and that is affectionate love. That's what you have with a friend. Storge, S-T-O-R-G-E, is familiar love. Pragma, P-R-A-G-M-A, is enduring love. Philautia, P-H-I-L-A-U-T-I-A, is self-love, self-compassion. I think we can all use a little lesson in that sometimes. Ludas, L-U-D-A-S, is playful love. And then, of course, we have agape, which we've all heard of, which is that unconditional love. So in today's lesson with Ruth, Boaz, and Naomi, I think we can see almost all of these kinds of love in different parts of the story, just in the different relationships. So love is the first one. The next one I want to look at is teamwork. It's critical in a good relationship. Ruth and Naomi clearly operated as a team. Ruth gleaned in Boaz's fields to get enough food for both of them. And Naomi gave Ruth advice, you know, about how to go about that. And these are just two examples of their teamwork. And I think when you look at Scripture, particularly in the New Testament, you see how important teamwork is. Remember, when Jesus sent his disciples out, he didn't send them out alone. He sent them out as teams. So there's another example for us. So another key to a good relationship is perseverance. Ruth persevered through Naomi's attempts to make her stay in Moab. She persevered through backbreaking work in order to provide for both of them. And she persevered with what could have been and may have been a less than welcoming community that she moved into, considering she was a Moabite. So perseverance. So next, let's talk about loyalty and devotion. And basically, these both mean looking out for each other. Putting the good of the other person before the good of yourself. It means like going that extra mile for someone. And could anyone have been more loyal to Naomi than Ruth? I mean, it's really an incredible story. And it was also shown Naomi to Ruth, and Boaz to each of the women. So it was constantly, you know, weaving in and out this loyalty and devotion. All right, I want to move on to humility as part of a good relationship. When we're humble, we're willing to listen to the opinions and ideas of others. That is not an insignificant thing in building relationship. When we're humble, we don't treat people in condescending manners like Boaz. You know, he was not condescending in helping the women. He was humble. Ruth humbled herself to ask for protection because she could have been rejected. So you have to be humble to do that. And Boaz showed great humility in his care for Ruth. He didn't lord his power and his position over her. He was humbly offering her and treated her with great respect. All right, so now let's talk about service in relationships. Service is definitely a big part of a healthy relationship. Jesus himself is the greatest model of service in a relationship. When he came to earth, he didn't demand others serve him. He served others. He dedicated himself to serving others. And I think it's obvious to see the service in the three characters of our story today. The next important key, I think, is patience. We all make mistakes. We all have our own struggles and difficulties. And if we want deep, meaningful relationships, we absolutely have to be patient with each other. Our patience with one another is rooted in God's patience with us. I mean, let's face it, if anyone should be impatient with us, it's God. But he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. And then we have, which follows, I think, pretty well from forgiveness, from patience, is forgiveness. And it should be really a hallmark in all of our relationships if we're Christians. We've all had our sins forgiven. I mean, every single one of them. And they've been forgiven by God. So who are we to not forgive others? Our sins were forgiven by the precious blood of Jesus. For us to forgive, it's a heart thing. It cost God an enormous amount to forgive us. And if we received such extravagant forgiveness, we in turn need to extend that to others. So I want to end this with what should be obvious to all of us as Christians, but often, I think, can be diminished or ignored. And that's God. Our healthy relationships glorify God in every single way. They are in line with God's will for us, and as a result, they draw us closer to him. All of these are important hallmarks of the story that we learned today, but also important hallmarks in our own lives. It's true, a healthy relationship takes work. It takes resolve to want to be in a good relationship. We need to extend forgiveness in disagreements. It takes thought and effort sometimes to just show affection. It can be a real struggle to serve others, especially because we have so much that we have to get done, right? But remember that relationships are from God, and they are worth the work, and they are worth the struggle. There are few things, I'm not sure there's anything else in life that's as precious as a good relationship. And because of that, it's something that we should pay really good attention to and nurture and be aware of it as the blessing that it is in our lives. Because a good relationship is what can help get us through these bumps in life, right? So I think today, it's just something that I wanted to just plant the seed, because I don't think we spend a whole lot of time thinking about what our relationships deserve when we are put here to be reflections of Jesus Christ. So I think just maybe pay a little attention to your good relationships, of course, but also if there are some in your life that might need a little bit more attention, maybe one of these things is what you need to become a little bit closer to someone that you're not feeling very close to right now. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you did not put us here to be alone and to find our own way in the world. I thank you that you gave us a heart that needs other people and mostly needs you. And I thank you that you put other people in our lives to help us become closer to you, and also for us to help them to become closer to you. I ask today that you just put on our hearts all the things that you want us to know about what it looks like to be in relationship with you and to be a reflection of you. and to take advantage of this beautiful gift of relationship that you have given us. And I ask this in your son's name. Amen.